Welcome to episode 4 of Podcasting for Schools with me, Paul Rayner. We are part of the School Jotter network, so if you'd like to find out more, please head over to schooljotter.com. In episode 4, we talked to two pupils, one in Key Stage 3 and one in Key Stage 4, about how their schools have embraced podcasting and how they've used it personally to help them overcome some difficulties around public speaking. We've been receiving wonderful feedback on the podcast episode so far. We welcome all comments from our audience, and you can contact us at contact@schoolspodcasting.com. Hello, Jack. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for taking your time out from your GCSE revision. Just want to ask you about any podcasts that you listen to and what role they play in your life.
Yeah, I listen to a football podcast that I enjoy very much, but also a new music one I enjoy as well.
So, Jeff, if your school started to produce a podcast, do you think it's something that you and your friends would embrace?
I reckon people would like it if, you know, it was, like, directed at teenagers because, you know, it's quite hard to get towards them. But I reckon, you know, my friends, I reckon they'll enjoy it if they might have a say in it or something.
Jack raises an interesting point here in that the fact that the podcast is being created by the school means that the pupils are going to have to accept it. And the way they'll accept it is if it has the right tonality and, to be honest, if they have a say in what the output is. Does your school have a podcast? If so, we'd love to use some examples of it and some snippets and some audio cuttings in this podcast. So please get in touch with us at contact@schoolspodcasting.com. Next, we speak with Lexi, a Key Stage 3 pupil, about whether she feels that her group of girlfriends would find a podcast from their school useful, or if it's something that actually they probably don't want to be involved with. I'm here with Lexi, who's a Key Stage 3 pupil, and I'm asking her what she would feel if her school released a series of podcasts to help her with different lessons.
Yes, it would be more helpful than searching things up because it would make more sense. It would be really useful to listen to them on the way to school.
We really appreciate all of your help in spreading the news about podcasting for schools. Please help us to do more of this by subscribing if you haven't already and sharing the podcast to anyone you think might be interested in hearing about the subjects that we cover.